Side 9.
Arnold punched the visual search mode and watched as the monitors began to scan throughout the park, the images changing every 2 seconds. It was tiring to watch, but it was the fastest way to find Nedry's jeep, and Muldoon had been adamant about that. He'd gone out with Gennaro to look at the stampede, but now that it was daylight, he wanted the car found. He wanted the weapons. His intercom clicked.
Mr. Arnold, may I have a word with you, please?
It was Hammond. He sounded like the voice of God.
You want to come here, Mr. Hammond?
No, Mr. Arnold, Hammond said. Come to me. I'm in the genetics lab with Dr. Wu. We'll be waiting for you.
Arnold sighed and stepped away from the screens. Grant stumbled deep in the gloomy recesses of the building. He pushed past 5-gallon containers of herbicide, tree-pruning equipment, spare tires for a jeep, coils of cyclone fencing, 100-pound fertilizer bags, stacks of brown ceramic insulators, empty motor oil cans, work lights and cables.
I don't see any raft.
Keep going. Bags of cement, lengths of copper pipe, green mesh, and 2 plastic oars hung on clips on the concrete wall.
Okay, he said, but where's the raft?
It must be here somewhere, Tim said.
You never saw a raft?
No, I just assumed it was here. Poking among the junk, Grant found no raft. But he did find a set of plans, rolled up and speckled with mold from humidity, stuck back in a metal cabinet on the wall. He spread the plans on the floor, brushing away a big spider. He looked at them for a long time.
I'm hungry.
Just a minute.
They were detailed topographical charts for the main area of the island where they now were. According to this, the lagoon narrowed into the river they had seen earlier, which twisted northward, right through the aviary, and on to within a 30 miles of the visitor lodge. He flipped back through the pages. How to get to the lagoon? According to the plans, there should be a door at the back of the building they were in. Grant looked up and saw it, recessed back in the concrete wall. The door was wide enough for a car. Opening it, he saw a paved road running straight down toward the lagoon. The road was dug below ground level, so it couldn't be seen from above. Must be another service road. And it led to a dock at the edge of the lagoon. And clearly stenciled on the dock was raft storage.
Hey, Tim said, look at this.
He held out a metal case to Grant. Opening it, Grant found a compressed air pistol and a cloth belt that held darts. There were 6 darts in all, each as thick as his finger, labeled Moro 709.
Good work, Tim.
He slung the belt around his shoulder and stuck the gun in his trousers.
Is it a tranquilizer gun?
I'd say so.
What about the boat?
Lex said.
I think it's on the dock, Grant said.
They started down the road. Grant carried the oars on his shoulder.
I hope it's a big raft, Lex said, because I can't swim.
Don't worry, he said.
Maybe we can catch some fish, she said.
They walked down the road with a sloping embankment rising up on both sides of them. They heard a deep, rhythmic snorting sound, but Grant could not see where it was coming from.
Are you sure there's a raft down here?
Lex said, wrinkling her nose.
Probably,
Grant said. The rhythmic snorting became louder as they walked, but they also heard a steady droning, buzzing sound. When they reached the end of the road, at the edge of the small concrete dock, Grant froze in shock. The Tyrannosaur was right there. It was sitting upright in the shade of a tree, its hind legs stretched out in front. Its eyes were open, but it was not moving, except for its head, which lifted and fell gently with each snorting sound. The buzzing came from the clouds of flies that surrounded it, crawling over its face and slack jaws, its bloody fangs, and the red haunch of a killed hadrosaur that lay on its side behind the Tyrannosaur. The Tyrannosaur was only 20 yards away. Grant felt sure it must have seen him, but the big animal did not respond. It just sat there. It took him a moment to realize. The Tyrannosaur was asleep, sitting up, but asleep. He signaled to Tim and Lex to stay where they were. Grant walked slowly forward onto the dock in full view of the Tyrannosaur. The big animal continued to sleep, snoring softly.